Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Imprint. I am very excited to share today's episode with you all about how to break through with your interiors. If you have been creating interiors for a while now, and you look at what you create, and you look at the people who are ahead of you on your journey, and you're just not sure of what is it that they're doing. Why is it that they're able to kind of create these sort of interiors that really are that next level? Now, before you say, it's because they've got better clients, it's because they've got bigger budgets, I want to dispel that for you, because I was actually talking to somebody within Designer Grow just yesterday, and she is based in the UK. She is an interior stylist and has worked for one of the leading magazines in the UK. And we were both discussing that really it's not about those things, because I was telling about why I created my book, This Is Home. And the kind of the core idea behind that book was that I would step into homes that had been architecturally designed and had a phenomenal amount of money spent on them. And yet they just didn't have that soul. They didn't have that emotional connection that I would step into other spaces. And these other homes, they didn't necessarily have big budgets. And yet they were created in a way that just felt so authentic and really magnetic. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, how to create those kind of interiors. Not just it's about getting clients with bigger budgets, or it's about having a lot of money. Instead, it really is, how can we infuse interiors with the right ingredients to really create something that has got those sophisticated flavor notes? When you think about cooking, and everybody can potentially can create any kind of meal, but the ones that you kind of are those memorable meals that you think about for years afterwards. I remember going to Marseille in the south of France, and going to this restaurant that had bouillabaisse, and it was apparently where Picasso used to go, and there were all these photos on the walls. And it was just like, it's just one of those meals that is just etched on my memory. It was such an exceptional experience. And that's what we want to create with our interiors. We want to create our interiors in a way where we've got those sophisticated tasting notes that just leave that lasting impression. So let's have a look at how we can do this. And the first step, the first important step on this journey, is to discover your unique style identity. It's really important to have a distinct style when you're creating your spaces, to really know and understand your own personal signature style, because this is what makes interiors stand out. And this is what helps you move from that kind of mass middle of creating interiors that look like so many other interiors that are out there, to actually creating spaces that are distinguished and elevated. So some examples of this are, I can think of Colin King, who is a New York-based interior stylist, and he went through the lockdown period and really just created these beautiful vignettes on his dining table. And this was not about spending a lot of money, but instead it was really creating spaces with his own signature style, using things that were unique to him in a very playful way. So when he creates any kind of space, he really uses objects that are incredibly elevated, and there's a real sense of patina, provenance to the objects. They're really beautiful in of themselves. And so what happens is that he doesn't have to add a whole heap of stuff to a space. Instead, he has got a very discerning eye in terms of the objects that he uses and the placement of those objects. And so these become the signatures of his signature style. There are so many different ways that we can distill this, but some ways to start exploring your signature style is, first of all, to start with inspiration. So have a look at your favorite interiors. Have a look at those visual references that you come back to over and over and over again. It's very easy to save images on our phone. It's easy to save images on Pinterest, or, you know, put bits of paper and note post-it notes inside books or magazines and, you know, kind of amass this huge collection of images. But where the magic happens is that when we give ourselves a little bit of time and then we go back to those images and we see which are the ones that are still resonating, which are the ones that we still have that emotional connection to, and then really noticing the visual threads in those images. What is it about them that we really connect to? What is it about them that has stood the test of time for us? So that's a really great starting point. And also another tip for you is to really reflect on your personality and lifestyle. You know, what are the things about you and how you like to live your life? And this often shows up in terms of how we style our spaces. Are you drawn to a more minimalistic aesthetic, a simplified aesthetic, or maybe a restrained palette or a restraint in terms of the amount of objects that are in a space? Or maybe for you, it's irreverence. Maybe for you, it's the playfulness of objects. Maybe for you, it is, you know, going for things that are more striking. There is no right or wrong element with this, but it really is connecting with what has that personal connection for you. And particularly if you're creating interiors for yourself, or if you're creating it for a client, to think about how this works with them and their lifestyle, but what feels true and authentic for them. And then the third tip in terms of discovering your own unique style and your signature style is to really experiment and play. It is so important to go from saving all of those images and, you know, scrolling through Instagram or getting all this inspiration to actually then putting those ideas into play, to putting those ideas into practice. It's really important to just do the work of playing with what you've got. It doesn't matter what you do have. It doesn't matter if you don't have, you know, the objects that you really desire, but play with the shapes, play with the form, play with the proportions. And this is why your home is a laboratory. Your home is a laboratory to experiment, and really embrace that. You know, embrace what you have and really challenge yourself to make it the best that it can be. I mean, this is why within the Styling Masterclass, we have assignments every week, because it's an opportunity to play. Because we can get very, very theoretical. We can become armchair experts about, oh, you know, I would do it this way, or I think that this place or this space should be done that way. But it's until we actually get out there and start doing it ourselves that we don't understand or really know how different combinations work and how those proportions work together and the forms. Now, just on the point of signature style, if you are curious to get a better understanding of your own personal interior style, if you haven't done it yet, and I've had thousands of people who have, go to do my personal interior style quiz. You can go to nataliewalton.com/style quiz, and we will put the link in the show notes so that you can go and explore that and really get a better understanding of your own personal interior style. So the second step to really break through with your interiors and unlock their potential is to embrace creativity and take risks. It is so easy to play small, but really, if we want to break through, we need to play big. We need to really push ourselves out of our comfort level. And it's really important to really embrace innovation and creativity and connect with our creativity. Again, it is so easy to be a passive creative. So what do I mean by a passive creative? You know, we identify ourselves like I'm a creative person, but we're not actually doing any creativity. We're not getting out there and actually engaging with what we think is our creativity. We're just sitting and consuming. So we need to go from consuming to actually doing the creativity and really connect with what is it that gets us excited and, you know, what is that for us? And so look at the different ways that we can incorporate this into our days. And look around at who is exciting us with their creativity. There are so many great people out there who are doing amazing things. I mean, I remember for me, when I was first on my styling journey, I was so inspired by Sabella Court, who is an Australian interior stylist, and she was just doing things in a different way. It was completely different to what everyone else was styling then, which was very kind of cookie cutter. And she would really embrace this kind of unfinished style of styling. You know, you would see the kind of the torn edges of the tape, for instance, if she taped something to a wall, and she was always taping things to walls. And so you'd see the torn edges rather than the sort of perfectly trimmed edges of something. Or, you know, she would like hand paint things on pieces of paper and hang those up, or she would hang things up and they were kind of hung up in a really relaxed way rather than looking perfect. And so she really embraced this imperfection in terms of how she styled her spaces. So, you know, that really excited me at that time. And I was very heavily influenced by her. And I think it's good to kind of be excited about what people are creating. But now, you know, the way that I create is so much more me. It's so much more in tune with my own signature style and what feels right for me. And now when I kind of look at, say, her work, you know, I still have huge admiration for her, but I just don't feel connected with it in the same way because I've evolved as a person. You know, I've got 4 children. I don't want to have stuff everywhere. You know, like I just need calm and I need order and I need simplicity. And those are the things and the values that really speak to me. So there's no right or wrong, but it's really important that we need to engage with what inspires us, what excites us. And like I said, really get out of your comfort zone and don't be a passive creative, but to really experiment and push yourselves to do things in different ways. So here are just a few ways that you can go from being a passive creative to actually doing the work and playing and having fun and pushing yourself to play bigger. So one of the ways that you can do this is, I always say this to students in the Styling Masterclass, is to go bigger than you think. And I actually, we had somebody who recently submitted their work of, they were styling something on the top of a sideboard. And she said, and she had followed the principles that we talk about in week 2 of like how to get all the elements working together. And compositionally, it was great. But, and this is what she said, and it was, she said, I now understand why Natalie says you've got to go bigger. And when you've got bigger sized objects, it really does create so much more of an impact. And it really does just take that space to the next level. So this is my encouragement for you when you are styling your spaces, to really go bigger than you think. Go bigger than you think for everything, whether it is the size of your rug, whether it is the size of your foliage or your flowers, whether it is the size of your decorative objects, just go bigger than you think. And also some other ways to play, you know, play with color, play with texture, play with patterns, play with different combinations. And I always love playing with flowers and branches and fruit and those kind of things that we can all have access to. And it doesn't matter about, you know, the size of your spaces or the size of your budget, but you can really play in a very fun and engaging way. So, like I said, my big encouragement for you is to just get engaged with your creativity and not be just a passive creative, but to actually go out there and do the work. And then the third step is to really master the art of storytelling through your interiors. So again, this is something that we kind of go into in a lot of detail, visual storytelling in the program, but to kind of give you some tools that you can start using today, I wanted to share some examples. So first of all, to really understand how storytelling enhances the impact of how we experience interiors, because what happens is we can, when we use the art of storytelling, we enhance our emotional connection to interiors. This is like one of the key ingredients for those spaces that have soul. We have an emotional connection. It isn't a space that has been everything bought from the one store. It isn't a space that has been like copied and pasted from somebody else's interiors. Instead, we're creating those emotional connection with different objects, with different choices. And we can do that when we connect to place. And we connect to senses. You know, it's like if you had a interior or a hotel that was in a tropical location and really enhancing those tropical elements through the fragrances and the sounds and the textures and the materials. It's like where I live. I mean, some things just don't make sense. I see, you know, occasionally people will do interiors and they will go, there was one project that was finished recently here. And it felt like it should be a home in Melbourne, and everything was really dark and everything was really like just black, pretty much everything was black. Like the kitchen was black and the floors were black tile and everything was hard. And to me, that space has such a disconnect to the location of where it is. And I think you can go moody. I think that, you know, because where I live, it's a very laid back beachside location. And that's not to say that everything has to be nautical stripes, but I think that you can go moody, but it needs to feel in integrity with your location. And so it's really important to kind of create these visual narratives with our interiors. I think a beautiful example of this is, or a great one, I should say, is Kelly Wurstler's Malibu home and also her downtown LA proper project. I'll link to these in the show notes so you can kind of have a visual reference of what I'm talking about here. But with her Malibu home, it's, you know, the colors really reflect the kind of the beachside location, but it's not a typical kind of like beachside home. It's, you know, she's really gone big with like her materials and her textures and so many different elements, and it's really playful. So you can do these things. And I love her, say, for instance, her downtown LA proper hotel that she designed, which, you know, has been copied endlessly all over. I mean, it's just incredible the impact that she has. But some of the murals that she created that really acknowledged the Spanish influence in Los Angeles. And so, you know, there's these elements that are there, visual storytelling in your spaces and thinking about how you can integrate them. So it's so important to, you know, really connect with our space and connect with those personal touches and those visual narratives that will really help bring our spaces alive. So as I've said, you know, we've touched on now three big ideas. The first one is that if you really want to break through with your interiors, it's so important to discover your unique style identity and really hone in on your signature style and the ways that you can do this through, we talked about looking at inspiration and noticing those visual threads in your projects or different inspiration and really tapping into your personality and your lifestyle, as well as experimenting and playing with this in different spaces. We talked about embracing creativity and really taking risks with what you do and different ways that you can do this, such as going bigger than you think. And then the importance of visual storytelling and having a narrative in your interiors. And it's so important that when you're doing this in the context of styling, that you have this visual thread throughout all of your spaces so that they're not in isolation, but that this sense of cohesion with your spaces, and it's really considered and it's really well thought out. And these are the things that are really going to help you take your projects to that next level. So I hope that you have found this really helpful and interesting. And so I guess I would really encourage you to do something today if you can, or at least this week, where you go from being passive with how you create to really taking action, to use your home as a laboratory and experiment with some of these ideas that we've been speaking about today. So as always, love to hear from you. If you found this episode helpful, it's episode 184. You can leave me a quick note in the review section of the podcast or send me a DM at Natalie Walton on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. And as always, hope that you have a beautiful week, and I look forward to connecting again with you same time next week. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode, or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.